This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. 7:47 a.m. Tuesday, the 6th of October. And recently, Higher Education Minister Noraini Ahmad came under fire last Friday, in fact, for the ministry's decision to postpone students' in-person registration due to a surge in COVID-19 cases. So the decision was made just as students were making their way back to their respective universities in order to start the new semester. And cash-strapped outstation students found themselves stranded as they struggled to find a way to return home.
Noraini has since apologised and assured that students can stay at their respective universities and have pleaded with those who have yet to return to stay home instead. I think the sudden announcement is similar to the slew of U-turn decisions that were made all the way back in March when the MCO was first announced. Then students were told to return home and soon after instructed to stay on campus instead throughout the movement control order.
Yeah, we've got a poll running on Twitter right now. Should all education institutions close in the wake of surging infections? 61% say yes, can study from home. 19% say no, can follow SOPs. And 12% say no, tech limitations like no computers. And 7% don't know.
Yeah, so there has been some frustration over the unclear communication from the government. And the question is, how will these flip-flopping policies impact the higher education sector moving forward? And joining us in this discussion is Dr. Sharifa Munira Al-Attas, Senior Lecturer in Strategic Studies and International Relations at University Kebangsaan, Malaysia. She's also a member of G25 and GERAK, the Academic Movement of Malaysia. Thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Munira. Now, the Higher Education Ministry has come under intense criticism for its decision to turn students away from enrolment, and you've also come out to say that the ministry needs to step up. How should they have reacted, given the alarmingly high number of cases we've been seeing recently?
Yes, thank you very much for having me on this show. This is a fair question. There has been a lot of criticisms directed at the Ministry of Higher Education lately. But there are valid reasons, and they are not just directed at this latest issue. There are two ways to answer this question. First, with the sudden spike in COVID-19 infections, it is true there is a lot to deal with. However, we knew of the possibility, especially leading up to the Sabah elections and just after they ended. The higher ministry, education ministry, should be constantly monitoring the system, monitoring the situation. They know the semester is about to start, especially after Sabah. They are updated daily with COVID news in the media. They had time to prepare for the spike. If there was a need to cancel in-person registration, issue preliminary contingency plans in advance. As it was, universities were caught off guard. So the issue is, in my opinion, we cannot keep using the virus as a sort of a scapegoat for our own inefficiencies, that it caught us by surprise or that the spike is unexpected. To me, this is nonsense. We have had 6 months of experience and knowledge of spikes in other countries, so there is no excuse. The second part of my answer to this question is that the public has been progressively frustrated over decades with the continued decline in our nation's quality of education. As I mentioned in a news report yesterday, education in Malaysia is an attention grabber. It is scrutinized, and not just in Malaysia. Many other countries, too, are very critical of their own education system and of the politicians who oversee it. So education is a long-term investment, both in terms of finances and time. It should not be taken lightly. Therefore, we expect the ministry to take it seriously, too, and to be efficient.
Why do you think the ministry dropped the ball in this recent fiasco?
Come again?
Why do you think the ministry dropped the ball in this recent situation?
Drop the ball, meaning a sudden decision?
Yes.
Because in my opinion, it is a lack of preparation, a lack of contingency plans in advance, and a lack of keeping up with the daily occurrences of this virus. Worldwide examples have proven that it is an unpredictable situation. So I presume the ministry lacked the proactive capability of keeping up to date with daily, in fact, hourly developments. Education is not a game. It is a serious business.
So, Dr. Munira, do you think that universities as well ought to be perhaps proactive in trying to ascertain the policies that will help and protect students in this pandemic instead of maybe relying on the Higher Education Ministry for the next steps?
Yes, very good question. Definitely the universities ought to be proactive, and I think many have. I know for a fact that a few public universities in this particular instance have extended extra help for their students and drawn up contingency plans. Individual faculties, too, have gone the extra mile to help out, down to the individual departments and the lecturers as well. So this was without waiting for instructions from the ministry. Besides, I do not agree that the universities need to wait for instructions. Universities have been too long under the yoke of the ministry. It is time that the relationship between universities and the ministry be reset to reflect more autonomy. As it is now, the relationship is too hierarchical. It's almost one of political subordination. So, and top university management has to speak more independently.
So, Dr. Munira, with all of that in mind, right, with this stop-start approach to impact that will probably impact education, what do you see as the key challenges this year in terms of whether it's exams or even digital disconnect between those who have computers and don't? What, from an academician's point of view, what are the key challenges there?
Well, there are several challenges. I mean, in terms of the situation in Malaysia, we have the rural-urban divide, the problem of technological reach. That is one major problem. We in the university experience, even within the urban setting, we experience problems with moving our courses online, that there were technological glitches. However, these were experienced in many other countries, including the developing world. So I'm willing to say that this is a very fluid situation where everyone will have to adapt. But where the ministry is concerned, they have got to be more proactive. And communication is the key. Communication between the ministry and the universities, as well as communicating with the public about daily developments or weekly developments. Sometimes it requires hourly developments that need to be communicated. And I think the problem that we've had all this while, for decades, in fact, is a problem of communication and lack of preparation, advanced preparation.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Dr. Munira. That was Dr. Sharifa Munira Alatas, Senior Lecturer in Strategic Studies and International Relations at University Kebangsaan, Malaysia, with her thoughts on the recent flip-flopping in education policy that we've seen from the Ministry of Higher Education. It's not going to be an easy time of it for our higher education institutions, and especially for the students as we try to weather this COVID-19 pandemic. But right now, we are about to head into the 8 o'clock news bulletin. And after that, we'll be having the Breakfast Grill, where Noel Lim speaks with Loh Keng Hui, Managing Director of Susbody Holdings. So be sure to stay tuned for that after the news, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.